This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has shifted its diplomatic operations from Afghanistan to Qatar now that the United States has ended its military presence in Afghanistan. He said a small number of U.S. citizens, less than 200, likely closer to 100, remain in Afghanistan, and he said the United States will keep up relentless efforts to help Americans, Afghans, and others leave the country if they choose to. Earlier, a senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and the Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights from Sunday into Monday. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous, highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport that was claimed by Islamic State. Defense officials said the attackers fired as many as five rockets at the airport. Three of them missed the airfield entirely. A fourth landed at the airport without causing any significant damage. The fifth rocket was taken out by U.S. defense systems at the airport. In the meantime, the U.S. is also coming in under increased criticism for some of its security efforts, including a drone strike Sunday in Kabul. U.S. military officials say the strike killed Islamic State operatives who were loading explosives into a vehicle. Others on the ground say that civilians were killed. VOA News. The U.N. Security Council told the Taliban on Monday it expects them to allow the safe passage of all Afghans and foreigners who want to leave the country. The United States, Britain, and France presented a draft resolution to that effect. It was supported by all other members except Russia and China, who abstained. The council noted the Taliban's August 27th statement, saying it would not prevent Afghans who want to leave from doing so by land or by air. The council said it expects the Taliban will adhere to these and all other commitments, including regarding the safe, secure, and orderly departure from Afghanistan of Afghans and all foreign nationals. Strong winds and rain from Tropical Storm Ida swept through parts of U.S. southern states on Monday after leaving a trail of destruction, flooding, and power outages in Louisiana. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane when it made landfall on a barrier island of Louisiana on Sunday. It remained a Category 4 for several hours, with winds as high as 240 kilometers per hour as it hovered near New Orleans, knocking out power to the entire city. Two deaths have been reported so far, but Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said he expects the death toll to increase considerably, to use his word, as search and rescue efforts continue. He said there remains a lot of debris, downed power lines, felled trees, and standing water. Those are all hindering efforts to rescue people in the hardest-hit communities. More than a million households in and around New Orleans were left without electricity. Authorities say it could be days, even weeks, before power is fully restored. The number of hate crimes in the United States rose last year to the highest level in more than a decade, driven by a rise in assaults targeting black victims and victims of Asian descent, according to the FBI on Monday. The annually reported data from law enforcement agencies across the country identified more than 7,700 hate crimes in 2020. That was the highest tally since 2008. More than half of the hate crimes were classified as intimidation. Another 45% were either simple or aggravated assault. The tally also included 22 murders and 19 rapes. The Justice Department has warned that white supremacist groups represent a rising security threat after the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. At the same time, reports of hate-inspired attacks on Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have also been on the rise. A hate crimes bill to combat violence against Asian Americans passed the U.S. Senate in April with overwhelming bipartisan support. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.